This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Something appalling is happening in Texas schools, and no one seems to know how to stop it. It made national news headlines last week when a 24-year-old Houston-area teacher turned herself in to local police, pregnant from her relationship with a 13-year-old student. Despite the teacher's protestations of true love, this is what's known as sexual abuse of a child. And in Texas, reports of inappropriate teacher-student relations aren't merely on the rise for the fifth year in a row. They are set to surpass last year's record of 188 investigations. What's behind the increase? Some are pointing to smartphones. Julie Leahy is an attorney with the Texas Classroom Teachers Association. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
According to a TV station in Houston, KHOU-TV, the teacher arrested last week was seen by students as the cool teacher, the one that let them use smartphones in class. And in fact, in a large number of these incidents, there is this thread of, sort of a trail of texts and social media exchanges between the teacher and the victim. Is that why we're seeing this spike in 2016?
Well, certainly there's no question about the fact that electronic communications on social media and using smartphones and text messages can lead to a more casual communication between a teacher and a student than you would normally see in the past. However, I do also think that you need to consider the fact that we have a large number of teachers in the state of Texas. Texas employs over 300,000 teachers. And wow. When you talk about that larger number of people, I think that an increase in those sorts of complaints is going to be something that you see both because of an increase in reporting, mm-hmm. the number of people that are being reported, and the type of conduct that's being reported. 20 years ago, there was no such thing as an inappropriate communication via text message because text messaging didn't exist.
That makes sense just from a statistical standpoint, what you're saying.
Correct.
You're going to see this. Social media also is where teenagers aren't today. I mean, for example, I think the Pew Research Center said 95% are online, 81% are using social media. Of course, some have made the case that there is a legitimate professional use for social media versus personal use. How does the Teachers Association see this? Is there a place for social media in the classroom?
I believe that there's definitely a case for social media in teachers' personal lives, and where we would certainly stress that social media should not be regulated or interfered with is when it comes to teachers' use in their private lives, in their social lives. I think when you're talking about teachers' communications with students in their professional capacity, mm-hmm. it is appropriate to take a look at the types of communications and whether or not the school district is involved and approves of and is participating in the teachers' actions.
Obviously, Texas lawmakers are really concerned about this. They held a hearing in December.
Yes.
And at that hearing, some people testified that in the past, there had been a reluctance on the part of students to reach out to teachers socially, but social media has sort of brought down some of those, some of the distance, if you will. And that, that students were reaching out to teachers. Should teachers reciprocate? Should they pull up a wall between them and students online?
I think the key is using it professionally. Most districts have policies that regulate how teachers can communicate with students via electronic means. And those policies do specifically state that if you're going to communicate with students, you need to do it in your professional capacity, that you need to communicate with those students in the same way over electronic means as you would if you were communicating with them in person or on the phone, say. And I believe that that's an appropriate way to regulate this issue. You need to hold teachers to the same standards on electronic communications as you would with their personal communications. Now, that being said, I absolutely agree that many younger students today are very comfortable communicating electronically, mm-hmm. and certainly teachers can feel a connection with their students and can communicate with them on their level when they do so via electronic means. So I'm not going to go so far as to say that teachers should never do it, but they do need to be aware of what their district's policies say and make sure that they are always in compliance with those policies.
Julie Leahy is an attorney with the Texas Classroom Teachers Association. Thanks very much for coming in and speaking with us today.
Happy to do it. Thank you very much for having me.